Now, I hope we're not boring you, but is it ever okay to say you're bored?
Stop being so boring, Rick.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? That's very nice. Coming from someone as boring as you.
Look, can you two guys stop hustling each other? I'm getting really bored with it, all right?
Dear me! Poor old Neil's getting bored. The most boring person in the whole world's finally getting a taste of his own medicine.
The 1980s comedy, The Young Ones there. Obviously, honesty didn't work in that instance. Is it then best to keep quiet, even if you're really bored? Well, the reason this question has been taxing the zealots of correct behaviour who work in the Europe Today office is that President Sarkozy of France has been spilling the beans about ennui in high places. He revealed that at a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth in Windsor Castle in 2008, he plucked up the courage to ask Her Majesty if she ever got bored. She said, according to the French president, yes, but I don't say so. Well, I got the etiquette consultant, William Hansen, to pick the faux pas out of that one.
Really, he's committed two etiquette faux pas here. The first one is that you shouldn't really ask Her Majesty, or indeed any other member of the British monarchy, and probably, I'm more than confident saying any other monarchy, a direct question. That used to be sort of golden rule years ago. It's more relaxed now, and you can ask Her Majesty and other members of the royal family direct questions, but nothing personal. So nothing about how she's feeling about certain things. And of course, this in this instance, it was a question about how she's feeling, whether she's bored. And Her Majesty answered honestly, as honesty is generally the best policy, and we can't obviously condone lying. However, then what Sarkozy shouldn't have done to make the situation even worse, but you shouldn't then, if you with any, and this goes for anyone, whether you're the French Premier or anyone, you shouldn't then go and tell the press about, you know, the conversations that you've had supposedly in private with Her Majesty.
So he's kind of put his foot in it there. But just yes. About the principle of admitting to being bored. I mean, we all do get bored from time to time. I hope you're not bored at the moment. But
no.
But if you were, would you be able to tell me politely?
Well, it wouldn't be really the time or the place, really, because, I mean, you and I, we've only just met, and even now we're not face-to-face. I'm in another studio, you're in another one. So it wouldn't be the time to say it, because it would make you feel like you were wasting my time. And the whole point of manners and etiquette is to put people at ease and to respect the views of others. Those are the two rules, and if you abide by those, you're going to be fine whatever. And to say to people, if someone has put on whether it's a diplomatic dinner or a dinner in someone's house for you, to say, oh, I'm actually really bored, it's rude, because they're thinking, well, what have they done wrong? And also, if you are going to be bored at these things, and I have people that will say to me, oh, I don't like going to this person's house because it's really boring, well, don't go. Stop. Don't take up the invitation. It's common sense, really.
But you and I might be at some do, I suppose, which we feel obliged to go to because it would be impolite to refuse, and we might be being bored. If I admitted to you that I am a bit bored, quietly, would that be too bad?
If I wasn't the host, no, it wouldn't be too bad. It's admitting it to the host or the organisers that's when it, you know, you're offending their feelings, because they've put a lot of preparation probably into that event. But admitting it to another guest, yes, if you were slightly bored, then yes, that's absolutely fine, as long as you do it quietly. But I wouldn't suggest you do it all the time to every guest, because, you know, there might be one occasion where the host overhears you.
And that would be very embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing, exactly.
And talking of embarrassing, we mentioned, of course, the royal family, but I can imagine that Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, wouldn't be above admitting to being bored, would he? I mean, he doesn't perhaps follow these etiquette rules as much as some?
No, he has been known to waive these rules somewhat. However, that said, people shouldn't think that he is always waives them. For example, again, as I said, the whole point of manners is to put people at ease and respect one another. And there is this story, to be fair, I've heard it with different sort of people, sort of the two characters have always changed every time I hear it, but I'm told it was Prince Philip years ago at some dinner, and one of the dignitaries he was sitting next to, they were being served a food that required a finger bowl to rinse their fingers afterwards, and the guests didn't know what to do with this and thought it was a glass of water, so picked it up and drank from it, because everyone else around the table saw this and started sniggering. Prince Philip, not wanting this guest to be made to feel stupid, picked up his and did exactly the same. So Prince Philip, you know, it's not all bad news with him.
William Hansen, then, etiquette consultant.